Texte numéro 124. We're not all going to be working from home, nor should we. Don't believe everything you hear about working from home. The pandemic has closed offices around the world. The video conferencing service, Zoom, has seen its corporate subscriber numbers grow more than 350%. Cloud companies are falling over themselves to tell people, see, we told you so, the cloud works. Well, up to a point. Okay, the cloud does work. The technology is fast and mostly secure. Thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, we've learned that assuming a relatively new computer and a relatively decent broadband connection, most office workers can get much of their jobs done from their home offices, and depending on the person, potentially be more productive. So does this mean the end of the office? Some analyses insist that working from home increases productivity. Other reports are saying that because of this phenomenon, offices will become empty, rents will plummet, company cultures will forever change, and the face-to-face workplace will fade into history. Don't believe it. The demand for real estate may dip, but it'll return. Don't destroy your beautiful new open office plan. This trend, like a pendulum, will ultimately swing back in another direction. Why do I say this? It's because what value does a small business have when its employees, because of the unavoidable lack of supervisory controls, are allowed to do, say, and think things that may not be consistent with a company's mission or messaging? Because my company has been virtual for more than 10 years. Every one of my 10 people works from home. Sure, the overhead is low, but you know what? My company suffers from not having an office. We have no culture, we're not really a team, and lack bonding or social connections. Our innovation suffers. As a result, the value of my business suffers. I know I'm not alone in this. The remote work craze isn't new. The internet has been around for a while, and over the past decade, big companies like Yahoo, IBM, Aetna, Best Buy and many others reversed their work-from-home policies to get people back into the office and talking face-to-face. They realised the cost of keeping these workers away from each other far exceeded the savings they were reaping on rent and utilities. They realised that people need human contact to get things done. But work-from-home policies need balance. I've seen from many successful clients that a good policy requires a certain number of days every week in the office. There has to be physical presence. You can't create a team when everyone's completely virtual. Human contact is missing. Technology just can't replace that. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, June 2020.